were young, such as fraternities, burial societies, sewing clubs, or others.
They didn't belong to no, they didn't belong to those things at all. Okay. I never heard of them until I began to get old enough to see, hear other people.
Yeah, right, right, okay. Who was the first member of your family to vote? Who was the first member of your family to vote?
I think my father voted. But I think he was about the first one I've heard of to vote.
Right. Okay.
And when we began, hard for us to. But then when they let down the gap, we could vote.
Mm-hmm.
We were, lots of colored people was afraid to go to the polls.
Okay.
It was all so new to them.
Right.
They were afraid to go. And I remember just as well when we were young, getting ready to go to Pickens to vote the first time. Rebecca had to make Lawrence get in the car. See, Lawrence didn't want to eat. They were just afraid. You
right,
know?
That's right. Do you know if any of your ancestors were free before the Civil War?
No, let me see. No, I really don't. I don't know, but I've heard them talk about one man. They call him Uncle Free Joe. But none of my family was free before the war.
Okay. Once the war was over, was there any difference between black people who had been slaves and others who were free person or colored before the war?
Yes, there always has been, and I guess always will be.
Yeah, okay.
The ones that didn't know would criticize the ones that was trying to know.
Yeah, okay. What did your older relative tell you about the way white people treated black? What did your older relatives tell you about the way white people treated black?
Well, they just accepted it. They just thought that was a thing.
Okay.
They didn't know any difference. They just thought that was the way.
Okay.
And they just thought we were like we weren't people too.
Right.
They just thought the whites was just the only thing. And,
right.
You know, I mean, we had to be behind.
Okay.
They didn't realize that people were just people.
Right. Did your older relative ever warn you about white people, or did they ever tell you stories to teach you to be careful around white people?
Yes, that was all they do.
Mm-hmm.
They were white, and you had to acknowledge that they were white.
Right. Do you remember hearing about lynching when you were growing up?
Yes, I do. As I heard that was one of the things that the Negroes was afraid of. They would be lynched. They wouldn't, they say they didn't have no jails enough because they just, you know, the white people took charge of these things when you committed a crime.
Right, right.
They'd lynch you.
Okay. So there was a fear among us, among the black. Is that right?
What?
Yeah, the black feared that kind of thing, for as lynching, because if they did something, for justice,
yeah,
they felt that they
were.
Right. Right. How were black people treated by the law when you were young or when your parents were young?
By what?
How were black people treated by the law when you were young or when your parents were young?
Well, I tell you, they had very little say-so. My man pulled an ear corn out of a man's white man's cornfield, and he got 10 years for that pulling that one ear corn. God. They had no justice. They just did what they wanted to do to you.
Right. How did married couples in your family treat each other? Was one person the boss, or were the other relatives equal?
Well, in my family, it was kind of different from most families. They always was treated equally, the husband and wife.
Right. Okay. Do you remember your older relatives ever talking about black men who had relationship, black women's rather, who had relationship with white men?
Yes, I did. I heard it all my life.
Okay. What kind of relationship can you recall?
Yes, they had children by white men, and that was the relationships they had. And they say some of the white men really cared for the children. I don't know.
Right.
I know some children, but I don't know if they cared or not.
Okay. How did your relatives feel about these relationships? What did they say when they learned of such accidents?
Well, when I come up, I knew saw all lots of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But when they began to talk about it, it was wrong, you know, later on.
Okay. When you was growing up, did black people treat mulattoes differently from other black?
Yes, they did. The mulattoes was always considered, the blacks always considered the mulattoes a different thing from them.
Right.
And they didn't like it because they were, but they couldn't help themselves.
Okay.
But they didn't like it because they were, they call them yellow niggas.
Oh yeah, okay. Did white people treat mulattoes different from the black, from
yes.
other black?
Yes, they did. They didn't like it. They didn't like it. But what could they do about it? What could I do about the way I looked?
Right. Okay.
But they didn't like it at all. They talked to the black people about them a lot.
Okay. Is that right?
Yeah, they did.
So the white people treated mulattoes different from other blacks.
Yes, they did.
Were you ever aware of people who passed for white? Were you ever aware of people who passed for white?
Well, I know some people that couldn't have passed. And I know the other people would say they could, but I don't know whether they passed or not, because they always treated me nice, so
yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. How were Indians or people with some Indian blood treated?
Well, they didn't want to bother with them. They put them off on a reservation.
Yeah, okay. Great. When you were young, how often did you go to Greenville or Anderson?
We never went.
Okay. What kind of celebration were held in black communities? What kind of celebration?
Well, nothing The first things I remember was school closing.
Okay, all right. And that was a great time, huh?
Yes, it was a big time for colored people.
Yes.
For colored, because that was the only thing they had.
Right. Okay, what holidays were important time for the community? How did your family celebrate Christmas?
Well, we had a little fruit and candy, and we just knew it was Christmas. That was all.
Yeah, right. Did they ever celebrate birthdays or anniversaries?
I never heard of anniversaries when I was growing up.
Okay.
But I had birthday parties, you know, as a child.
Right, right. What kind of gift did family members give each other? You know, sharing gifts.
Well, in sharing gifts, they had little money to buy anything with. And they hardly, we just knew it was the birthdays. They hardly had anything to give each other.
Okay. I said earlier the fifth section was the final, but the sixth section is the final, but it's very short. It's called the open-end question. What were your mother's most prized possession or your father's?
What?
What was your mother's most prized possession?
You know, I don't know. I really don't know. I never heard or discussed what
was her prized possession. Something she was really fond of or something of that sort.
No, I don't know. She did tell us when she was young how she loved to dance.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Which adult did you most admire when you were a child, and why?
What?
Which adult did you most admire when you were a child, and why?
Well, I admired my mother. I just thought she was this only thing.
Okay. And that was some mother's love and that kind of thing,
yeah.
You know. And okay, all right. Which adult did you like most when you were a child, and why?
You mean what?
Which adult did you like most? Now, we talk about one you most admired. Which one did you like most when you were a child, and why?
Well, I like Dr. Thomas's mother.
Okay.
Well, just the way she was, for no other reason except just the way she was.
Okay. What were some of your happiest childhood moments? That ought to be a key there. What were some of your happiest childhood moments?
I was just letting me think a minute.
I'm not in a hurry.
I guess it was when Christmas came.
Ma'am?
When Christmas came, I think.
Okay.
That was the only thing we knew. Christmas, you know.
Right. When you were a child, how did you feel about being black?
I never thought nothing about being black. I just accepted the way I was.
Okay.
But except when children threw it up to us.
Yeah.
Because we weren't black, don't you see?
Right.
Like, we weren't white and we weren't black.
Okay, I see what you're saying. When you were a child, how did you feel about white?
Well, I liked them. I just thought there's people too. I didn't know no difference.
No,
I just thought
it is
I just thought this. I liked them all right. and we didn't know no one except the ones where we lived around. Yeah,
that's right, okay. The final question. If you could have changed one thing about your life, what would it be? If you could have changed one thing about your life, what would it be?
Just to tell you the truth, if I could have changed one thing about my life, what it would be, I would be an educated person.
Amen. Okay. Okay. Thank you.